Welcome to Entrepreneurs of Playbook. I'm David Meltzer. Thank you for your patience, gentlemen. I am blessed to be here at the National Restaurant Association show. It is the biggest news here in Chicago. I am excited to be here with Greg Majewski. He's the head of Crayworthy Brands, as well as my friend John Tapper. Welcome, gentlemen, to the Playbook.
Good to be here.
This is pretty cool. We're like in a fishbowl.
It is.
A massive fishbowl.
And they're listening to us out there, so be careful.
It is crazy. Well, look, you guys have so many different projects going on, and one of the questions that a lot of people wonder is prioritization. You have so many different businesses. You have your own podcast. Obviously, Crayworthy has so many brands, and now we have Taffer's Tavern. How do you prioritize this project? I know you're opening, you have three open, and you're opening 20 different locations already, and you have a lot else going on. I think a lot of people that are in their first startup trying to figure out how you can actually do one business can't even fathom how you guys are handling all of the different prioritized opportunities that you have. Greg, why don't you start since you have the most?
I mean, we have 19 brands today and going to continue to grow, but in my eyes, a brand is a job. It's a element that you're going to go and lead. It's the playbook and the people that you need in place to build it. So if you don't have an incredible team, you can't build one. But when you build an incredible team with incredible culture and you have that set up, then it's just rinse and repeat over and over again. Different brand, different DNA, but that how you operate in the four walls of a restaurant doesn't really change. If you do it right and you do it well, it's easy to go and keep going.
And John, how'd you pick and prioritize the right partner? Because I'm sure you're pursued by so many different brand organizations. How'd you choose Crayworthy?
Well, you know, I chose Crayworthy because of Greg's DNA. You know, he has a certain style of operating which matches my own. You know, I'm, as you well know, Dave, I'm all about top line. You know, this is a brand that took me 20 years to build. Right. It's got a lot of value to me. So product quality, experience, environment, all these things mean a lot to me. So I didn't want to choose an operator who's focused on process rather than the elements that really build a brand. Greg gets it more than anyone I've met in this industry. That's why he can go to a Shaquille O'Neal, fit within his brand comfortably, and then move to Taffer and fit in my brand comfortably. It's not easy to hand your brand off to somebody. So trust is a lot of it. And I trust this man.
And in that trust, Greg, you have so many people, so many big brands that want to do. Everyone coming from the sports agency side of things with Lee Steinberg, I had to deal with the other side of it. All of my players wanted to throw their name on barbecue sauces and different businesses. Some worked out and some didn't. It is a big responsibility, but it's also difficult, I think, to choose the right brand.
You have to choose especially when it's celebrity backed, you got to choose a celebrity that actually means what they say. There's a lot of celebrities out there that, oh, I want to do this or I want to be a restaurateur, but they don't really want to be that. They just want to make money. You've got to go and find someone who's truly passionate. So with Shaq, he's truly passionate about giving back and wanting an incredible chicken and building a dynasty for his family. And that's why he started Big Chicken. He wanted to do it with great people, great product. And again, that fits where I want to be. That's why I was all about bringing him in. John was the same way. He's a person first, and he wants to have incredible people. His people are loyal to him. You can see that there's this love and compassion that he gives back to his team today, and that's exactly what we're about. So when you've had the right partner, it's easier. Now, I've turned down some celebrities that have come in and want me to take their brands or build a brand for them. And it's like, dude, you're not the guy that I want to partner with. And I say, no, you got to have that exact right DNA and the right partnership. You got to know immediately, and it's hard. And we joked in the last interview that it's sort of like love at first sight. You either know you're going to have this partnership with somebody or you're not. And there has to be that connection, and instantly there was here.
We only met 6 weeks ago.
Come on.
And it's the truth.
Really?
And we've already got the deal done. What happened was I read about his deal with Shaq.
Right.
So then I said, huh, this is interesting. So I started to do some homework. And I found that a lot of people that work for Greg I've known for 10, 15 years. So I reached out to some of his people. I learned about him, his style, his commitment to people, his understanding of brands. And I picked up the phone. I called him cold.
Yeah. You called him cold.
No. I called him cold, and we had a great conversation, and here we are 6 weeks later with the deal done.
Well, that's the kind of guy I know you are, and I know some of the PE side of what goes into Crayworthy Brands and some of my friends that I've invested on the other side. But the reason I invest in some of your companies I've invested in is because I'm looking for people that actually show up. There's a big distinction, even with my own brand. people ask me, like, how the hell did a middle-aged mutant turtle that was Lee Steinberg's guy have his own brand and his own community? Because I show up every day in person, sometimes a couple minutes late, but I will show up. But most importantly, one thing I know about John and one thing I know about Shaq, for example, as big as your brands are, you guys show up. You're on the phone. You'll actually call. It's not my guy's going to talk to your guy. How important is it, John, that you show up when you're engaged in a business, that you're part of that business?
Oh, absolutely. It's 100%. First of all, it's my brand. I'm not going to delegate, you know, control of my brand and damage the asset for me. But you know, you can show up and not show up. I mean, show up. I'm going to take it a step further. You better be engaged. You better care. You better not walk out at 5:01 if there's something that's important to be done. We're in this for a long-term play. It isn't a quick deal. And Greg and I are not in this for some quick turn of dollars. So, you know, when I look at all the projects that we have, and like Greg, he's got a bunch of brands, but he has a core group of people that allow him to execute at an incredible level. I'm fortunate to have a group of people as well that allow me to execute across my two whiskeys, across my restaurant brand and TV. So learning that and then watching him do it makes me more comfortable because I get it.
And that cross-pollinization between your different businesses, Greg, you're blessed to have these huge brands as well. Is there intertwining of interests when you look at the different brands that you have? Can you co-promote and collaborate, or are they separate entities and separate brands?
No, everything we do is a shared model. So we do shared purchasing, we do shared this to drive costs down. So, I mean, with Big Chicken, for example, with my buying power, we lowered their chicken cost $1.20-something a pound overnight, which is unheard of.
Right.
But, I mean, we were able to do so much. So everything we do is on this shared platform. When a brand gets to the point where it can support its own services, we start layering in the talent in that brand so it can go off on its own. In the beginning, though, everything is shared. CEO, CMO, CFO, all the things that bankrupt the emerging brand is handled at that parent level.
Obviously, real estate's a big part of the business. And so your industry, you understand operations, food, quality, all the different things that you've learned for over almost three decades, not to age you. But Greg, real estate's a big part of it. And it can make and break. And investments that I've made in this industry, I've only lost because of the real estate, not because of the operations.
Right.
What are some of the leverage points that you have because you have so many locations of so many different companies in the real estate side of things?
I mean, the nice thing is, because we do have so many, we get first look at a lot of the new projects. We get the brokers and everything reaching out to us to know what's going to be coming and going. We also, if a brand doesn't work in that location, I can easily plug in one of many others in to make sure the right brand is in the right spot. Especially as a brand gets older or it's been there for a while, you start in restaurant A 10 years ago. That market may be completely different today than now brand B is the right brand to put into that thing, and we can switch and keep a good real estate in our family.
So smart. Now,
also dual branding opportunities, you know, tri-branding opportunities is very exciting to me.
He's getting ahead of himself here.
Yeah.
But I could see, you know, I know I am, but I could see a Shaq operation.
You guys have known each other 6 weeks. Come on.
But I could see a Shaq operation next to a Taffer operation.
Sure.
You know, and sharing resources and such. And I think those are the kind of options that Greg has with his stable of brands that provides a real efficiency to somebody like me. But I'm a little different. You know, a lot of celebrities license these deals and stuff.
Right.
I created Taffer's Tavern. I owned 100% of it. I was the only creditor that it had. I wrote millions of dollars worth of checks to make it happen. So, you know, Greg knew my commitment to it because I owned it and invested the dollars into it. So, you know, I think it made him more comfortable knowing that I was in as deep as I was as well.
Yeah, I imagine in 6 weeks it's a lot easier to deal with one equity partner.
Bingo.
Knowing yes. It would have been a lot longer due diligence.
Nice, clean, easy deal to do.
Your character. Well, let's talk about the tavern itself. There's so many different establishments, so many different brands. But when you go into something like Taffer's Tavern, it's different. And what I see different is frequency or energy. And a lot of people may not recognize the success that's created by a frequency of Taffer Tavern versus some other pub or tavern that exists. What are some of the secrets? You help so many different companies with frequency. What are some of the secrets of creating an energy of a place beyond the quality?
You know, it's interesting. When you look at energy, there's, you know, restaurant mechanics. And look at a steakhouse. Lights are low, waiter walks slow. Go to a Denny's. Lights are bright. The waiter walks fast. If the waiter walks fast at a steakhouse, that steak isn't worth $80 anymore.
Mm.
So there's a lot of subtleties to a restaurant environment and pace and lighting and dynamics and mechanics that matter. When we looked at Taffer's Tavern, we wanted to create an elevated tavern experience. And again, the second public building ever built in America was a bar. We've talked about this before, yep. Dave, right? The first was a church. These pubs back then.
They go hand in hand, by the way.
They were the center of the community. You know, business deals were done there. Marriages were done there. Churches were created there. So we're trying to bring that back. And what Greg and I want to do is we want to create a tavern concept that's part of a community. We're not looking to sell a franchise to a guy in Chicago who's going to build it in Denver. That's not what we're about here. We want a guy in Denver who's going to build it in Denver and be a part of the community. And that's the vision that we share for it.
That's amazing. Now, if John called me to have me distribute, market, brand his business, the first thing I would have negotiated for is for him to help all my other businesses. You have one of the world's greatest restaurant consultants, operators in the entire world. Did you leverage any of his experience and consultative services backwards into the other companies?
So we basically had a, he will do anything to help us any across the board. And today was a perfect example.
Yes, it is.
I mean, he has talked about Craveworthy and what we're building to everybody. Having a voice like that in a megaphone, it's just priceless to a company like ours.
And I had a chance to meet his team, share my philosophies with his team. They get it, Dave. There's a real comfort here when you see that they get it. But it's fun for me now to be able to say I'm part of this larger entity that I really believe in, and I can be a voice for it, and that's terrific.
Yeah, well, there's nothing like doing business with a mensch. And John Taffer, you know, not to go old school, but, you know, my mom was a huge fan. She passed away. But when I got my first interview with you, John, she's like, what a mensch. And I said, there's the ultimate compliment. That's someone I want to do business
with.
You
as well, buddy.
I think, Greg, from your reputation of all of our mutual friends as well, I think we can join the three mensch clubs. Give me a little bit. We have 1 minute left. The pipeline. What's going to happen next for Taffer's Tavern?
So anytime we bring a brand in, it takes us a little bit to reset, make sure everything's the way that we need it to roll it out. Long term, we're looking at 25 openings next year, and we're hoping to then start anywhere between 25 and 50 year two, and then we'll go from there.
And John, for you, where's your head at as far as opening 25 stores that next year?
Well, I'm just excited to do it. You know, to bring my brand into these markets and create a connective place in a community is really exciting to me. And I'm still doing Bar Rescue. I'm going back to shoot tonight.
Got to.
So that's season amazing, 10, isn't it? And it's crazy. 3 weeks ago was our highest ratings in 10 years. It just keeps going, Dave. I sound like, you know, the mob. Every time I try to leave, they pull me back in. But it's unbelievable. And you know, we've had a chance to impact an industry. And if it wasn't for Bar Rescue, I wouldn't be sitting with Greg today. So the opportunities that it's given me are tremendous. And to think that I get to help people every week, Dave, and we've talked about this before. That's, I get that hug each week. It means so much to me. The ones that scream the loudest, Greg, are the ones that hug me the tightest in the end. So it makes me fight harder the next week. But, you know, it's an incredibly rewarding thing to get that hug every week and to help people like I do. What a blessing.
Both of you have blessed so many people with the establishments that you have. There's only one way to the heart and the head is through the stomach. And having those Craveworthy brands, having unbelievable icons like John Taffer, it's a great team. I cannot wait to have a steak with both of you, join you both, and see how I can be of service or value. I'm just bummed I didn't get to invest yet. So I
can talk about that.
Make that happen.
Good. You got it. Greg Majewski with Craveworthy Brands, the incredible John Taffer, Taffer's Tavern, as well as many other projects, of course, Bar Rescue, incredible community built. Keep on making a lot of money, helping a lot of people, and having a lot of fun. This is Dave Meltzer live from the National Restaurant Association show with Entrepreneurs, The Playbook.